right. Well, I enjoy listening to you on the input. You come in really nice and clear. Of course, your signal's got to go way up to Mount Clemens for to get into the repeater, and so I can get you on the input a whole lot better, Jay. All right. Well, this has been a nice, refreshing round and around here. Thanks for the shout-out. You started all off there, Mike, KF8EDQ, up there in Saginaw. And you sound as local as anybody else around here. So it's been great. And we left the door open and had some friends join us. You know, my son-in-law, he works IT like that. He programs, and he had to spend a year on site. I think they're down in Alabama, and so after that, he set up an office at his house he built, and been working out of the house there. And he's is for a major world supplier. If I could remember the name and say it, you'd probably recognize it. But he does all that kind of programming like you're talking about. They got a project, you know, they throw it at him. And my and we got several guys in the club that do that too. Work out of their homes, and my oldest son, he is an accountant, and he works out of his place. And my youngest son, he's an attorney and a tax attorney, and he works out of his home too. So anyway, that's all right, you know, be able to work out of the house and listen to the radio, and that's a much better environment. I'm all for even training the kids to raise them at home. I know my kids, when they're home educated, did a whole lot better at home in 2 or 3 hours of direct academics. It cut out all that negative social stuff. Yeah, there's some positive, I suppose, but in public schools, it was down to nil now. The negative influences there are. It's better to avoid that and bypass. Leave it behind and let the kids get their education at home and get more personal, direct interaction. And my daughter, she's raising her kids there with her husband, or with the dad, you know, being there, he can help out, you know, in his break session, having the kids read. And so it works out much better. So they tried to pull a COVID on us, and I think the COVID sort of helped in a lot of ways. That was one of the positive things, is people learn to do things at home, especially talking on radio. All right. Well, I'm going to take a break, but good to hear and talk with each of you guys. I'm going to say 73 for now, and I'll turn it over to you there, Mike, and listen for your last comments, and I'm going to join the wife up there. KF8EDQ, it's been our delight to meet you and greet you and talk with you up there in Saginaw. This is Leonard AD8FK.